Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
As Jalen's kind of come back down to earth, what do you see?
I mean, around this time of the year, when teams got film on you, you show your identity. Your identity is very known of what you're going to try to do and how you try to run your offense. And so that gives them an indicator on what you're going to do, and they're able to anticipate. So what you have to do at this time of the year is start to switch things up a little bit, because, you know, it all looks the same to a defense. And so now your job becomes a little harder at the quarterback position. I've experienced that a couple of times where, you know, around week 11,
they take stuff away.
Yeah, they start taking things away. And now you got to go to your second, third, and fourth receivers and find out, you know, different ways to continue to run the offense and make it so it's effective.
And you combine that with Dallas Goedert being out, and now you have the league adjusting to what you've been doing, and now you don't have Dallas Goedert.
Mm-hmm.
And it becomes difficult. Or more difficult to do what you're doing
sure.
right now.
Sure, it does. And he's absolutely right. And that's why I say it becomes the coach's responsibility. Jalen doesn't – I know Wade thinks Jalen draws up all the plays and calls the plays and assists offense, but that's not the case.
No?
That's not the case. I believe that's Shane Steichen and Nick Sirianni. Because if that were the case, then we would need to blame Jalen for everything.
That's true. That's true. All right, it's all on him, Mike.
Yeah, like we would need to blame him for everything, and I'm not going to blame him for last week. When, listen, as coaches, when you got to do self-scouting and sort of break tendencies that you're used to doing this on this down and distance, that's on the coaches. Like the coaches, that's why they get all the extra time to come up with a game plan, to figure out plays that will work, to figure out, okay, this is what we were doing for 4 weeks, and now teams seem to have caught on to that. Now we need to add a new wrinkle. Right. And that's where I think the PRP came from, the pass-run-pass, or what is it, PRO, pass-run-option, whatever the hell it was.
PRP's with, yeah.
It's PRO, right?
PRO.
Yes, PRO, yes.
Pass-run-option.
Pass-run-option, yes. And that's where that came from.
That's a new wrinkle.
Where he's running the quarterback draw. So that's
it worked.
They had the new wrinkle with the jump pass.
Yes.
The quarterback.
I hated that.
And all of that came off of Jalen running quarterback draws.
Right.
So
right.
He faked like he's running the quarterback
so
draw.
That's what they had last week.
And then throw the jump pass. Yeah. So you got to add those little wrinkles in there.
Right.
You need some more of them.
Yeah.
you remember
when Nick Foles became the starter Super Bowl year and Doug and Frank and John DeFilippo had to go back and say,
right.
All right, back with Chip.
Mm-hmm.
What did Nick do well?
Yeah.
What gets him going? And when he's in rhythm throwing the ball, he's good.
He's one of the best at it. Yeah.
He's like a jump shooter. When he's feeling it, he's feeling it. And he's like that with a quarterback as well. So, like, getting Jalen going on something that has worked for him before,
mm-hmm.
And that's what they need to do.
Yeah.
That's what we need something this week.
I mean, it's interesting because the last couple of weeks they hadn't been running the ball as much with Jalen. I wonder if that's now going to be
the new wrinkle.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Listen, I can on one hand say I don't want him running the football, but on the other hand say the offense gets stagnant and they need to. Yeah. They need to add him into the running game. See, here's what I would ask. They're doing that more as opposed to giving the ball more to the running backs. And that's where I would ask the question, are we still doing as good of a job blocking in the run game? Because with Jalen, there's a little bit of deception there. because he's the player.
Yes.
He's the player's hard for the defense to account for. But if you do a straight run to where you give it to a running back, now the defense is saying, okay, I'm just going to whip the man in front of me and go make the tackle.
Yeah, but to your point, why on the biggest drive of the game am I seeing Boston Scott in,
right.
I like a running back rotation. Don't get me wrong.
Miles should have been there.
I need a number one running back that gets the ball almost all the time.
Yeah.
Period. And where was Miles Sanders? You're running with Gainwell in a big spot and Boston Scott in a big spot. Why?
Yeah, I don't understand that. I don't. I'm with you. I do not understand that. I like Boston. I like Kenny Gainwell.
Yeah,
but,
come on, man.
But you got to have your best guys out there on the field. And Miles Sanders is, by all account, having his best year as a running back in this league. I thought he had earned the trust to be able to get the carries in those situations.
Where you want to use them.
And he's more of a threat to break one to the house than Boston Scott or Kenny Gainwell
is. Yeah. And to what you said earlier, I don't think the offensive line's playing particularly well right now. Baldy confirmed that when he joined us earlier. You said Landon Dickerson, he agreed.
Yeah. I think it's some of that there. I do. Now, obviously, Lane is playing well. You know, Jason, other than the snap, is right. playing well. But when you look at some of these younger guys, I mean, we watched Jordan Mailata struggle against Jerry Hughes in the Houston game.
Yep.
Gave up a couple sacks there. We saw him last week. We couldn't run the ball that well last week. Jalen got hit a few times in that Washington game. Got hit in this game. Got three sacks in this game. You know, are those sacks because he's holding on to the ball too long? Or are those sacks where we're not blocking up there?
Yeah.
Up front. Like, and anytime you're not running the ball in a traditional sense and you have to sort of use smoke and mirrors or deception or the QB option, like, that means you can't line up and run the football.
Correct. And they rely on regular running this year to supplement their passing game. And when they don't have that, it's difficult for them to move the ball.
Yep.
And that's why you need that. Twitter questions brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Get the VIP treatment of Mark's Jewelers with a personal diamond consultant to help you select a perfect engagement ring. Online, marks-jewelers.com. Let's get Black Gritty from blackgritty.com in here. Hi, Black Gritty.
Hey, guys. How you doing today? So, first of all, the 49ers go in there and beat Arizona, who's had the most injuries of any team in the NFL, and Jack out here worried. I'm not saying we're perfect right now. We're weathering a storm in a long season with injuries. When people get healthy, we'll be back on the horse. Consistently, we've averaged 20 points a game, most of the league. The defense, which I complain about a lot, is top three in every major statistic. So the defense holds on, and we weather the storm and play just what we need to play. We'll continue on our path to hopefully getting the number one seed and get everybody back healthy, and things will be positive. Like, there's no point in me crying over spilled milk. Every other day, Jack out here telling me who's better than me. I get it, okay? I don't believe it, but I get it. You know what I mean? You're just freaking out. The Phillies hit the loss, and now this dude out here watch the – calm down, Jack.
Why is it always the Phillies? Why can't I just be honest about the Eagles? Why is that – you're just upset about the Phillies. Every time I get out for critique, it's always Phillies, Phillies, Phillies. Once
you get caught – watching the screen, a home run hits at an NFL game.
That game was boring. It was boring.
But listen, when you look at how the Eagles are playing right now and you look at what the 49ers are right now offensively, McCaffrey, Debo, George Kittle, Brandon Ayuk, Eliza Mitchell, a dominant defense – you know, and I'm no fan of Jimmy Garoppolo. Yeah, but they scored 38 and they did it in dominant fashion. All I'm saying is right now, San Francisco is starting to play really well. Right? Like, that's a team to watch.
I wish we could play Colt McCoy and all the backups on the Cardinals and see what we put up against them. But anyway,
you put up 20 points against Arizona when you played them. Forget about their offense. What did the Eagles' offense do?
They had their starting quarterback, and they didn't have as many injuries as they do now. That's what I keep saying about injuries and backup quarterback play, which means you get – anyway, let me stop talking about that. You want to pump them up, that's fine. I'm believing in the team. We got a red chip. We have injuries. That's the issue. But let me talk about basketball real quick. Last week I was at the Bucks game, and the stadium isn't selling out anymore right now, obviously, because everything is going on.
Yeah.
But the booze will be coming down on the Sixers tonight. I don't know if Embiid's actually hurt or they just said, look, we don't want you to have to deal with the media. We don't have to deal with the fanfare. The reason Ben sounds all tough is because he's going against JV tonight. So he's super duper comfortable.
Point. Yeah, that's a good
come
point.
Out
good point.
Here and talk about everything and say all the right things. And let me tell you something. Brett Clown, the Clans of Clowns, Glenn Rivers. I, when I see these people in the street, I'm going to say what I say to their face. I can't be out here talking on my podcast, on the internet and radio, and then act like I'm somebody's friend. When I see them in these streets, okay, they are who they are, and the little pandering that they're trying to do, I'm not falling for it. So tonight, I need him to get fouled 3 times in the central line by getting my 12-piece nugget, because I know he ain't going to make them, all right? So
go well, that's for sure, yeah.
Right now.
Yeah.
Hey, priorities, brother, priorities. I need these nuggets, okay? Priorities. I can't stand the fact that he's out here on this little parade of saying the right thing, because there's no Joel, there's no Harden, there's no Maxey. Like, oh, yeah, I bet you he's not.
Oh, that's what it is. So you think he's confident because he doesn't have to play against anybody tonight.
Oh, he got his chest puffed out. He's looking for that little triple double and to go and talk about it. Well, you know, just here's a good play. Can't be back in the city. I always love Philadelphia. Yeah, because you ain't got to go up against nobody. So go ahead and say what you say. Play how you play. It is what it is. Get my 12-piece nugget ready. I'll talk to you.
All right.
Well, he's definitely going to miss 2 free throws in a row tonight. That's going to happen.
And he's definitely going to get a rebound and go down the court and do some cheesy pass or something and love it.
Yeah, he's going to do his thing.
Yeah, I don't.
I'm running rebounds. Only 7.5 tonight.
You know, I wonder if this is one of those games where they try to get Ben Simmons off in this game. Okay. Kyrie and KD try to build his confidence. I don't know.
Well, because remember the last time they played, the Kyrie and KD stuck up for him.
They stuck up for him, yeah. That was before they had to be
before
stuck.
Before they had to play with
stuck.
Him, before they played with him.
Before they actually had to play
with
him.
They're mad as hell they have to play with him now.
Yeah, so
that's
I don't.
Push him out there. So go get him, kiddo.
Yeah, so, kiddo. You know, you said the line is 7.5 tonight?
Yep.
Well, first rebounds.
Oh, so what's the line on the game?
7.5.
The line is 7.5?
That's what I saw.
Well, here's what I'm wondering. Can we put forth a spirited effort tonight against Ben Simmons?
Yes.
We can? Who's going to be our leading scorer tonight?
Shake Milton.
Let me check.
Not going Toby tonight?
He might not play either.
Oh, God.
So Toby.
So we're not, who are we getting in?
Toby's not.
Bang, bang, George Niang.
Bang, bang, George.
Tobias
Melton.
At least I see it at 19.5 over under points.
But Tobias?
Shake 16.5. That's an over. Niang's 12.5. Ben's 10.5. Is that an over?
Does he? I think he gets 10 points tonight.
Does he take a 3-pointer?
Oh, hell no. There's no way.
No, he has to. No,
he might just to poke at us. Yeah, he might take one.
And he flips off the crowd or does like the Jordan shrug.
It'll be the Jordan. You're right. It'll be the Jordan shrug.
What would it be? Is it a corner three? I don't know. He doesn't have a spot where he shoots threes. Where is it? At the top of the key?
A step back. Imagine him shooting a step back three.
There's no way. He'd be too afraid he's going to shoot an air ball. Forget about missing it. He'd be too afraid he's not going to even hit the rim.
Is he going to shoot free throws after the game and push a ladder over of a poor Wells Fargo worker?
How about that? How about Giannis?
Yeah, he had some
Montrezl Harrell. What was that all about?
He's got to understand people are trying to go home and lock up for the night, and he doesn't play for the 76ers, so he can stay out there all that he wants. This guy's like, nah, we're leaving.
What would they have done that to LeBron James?
Probably not.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
if a star player, the guy's one of the great players in the league, you're rushing him off the court. Why?
Well, apparently
so they can.
Apparently,
that's what I'm saying though. But it's awesome. You wouldn't do that to a star player.
Apparently,
though.
He left the court and came back, and they were trying to set up for a post game event. They had a post game, and they thought he was done.
Okay,
but still.
Oh yeah, my only thing is there's nothing wrong with being a gracious host, even though we lost the game that night. That's really what that was all about.
There you go.
It's okay. It's okay. It's okay to be a great – like, we're not getting cool points for being tough with Giannis because we won't let him shoot the ball. Ah, yeah, that doesn't make us any better.
No.
The Sixers won that night.
That's what I'm saying. The Sixers won that night.
Oh, I thought you said
so let him take foul shots after the game that we won, whatever.
And Montrell's mad. Why?
I don't know, because he was out there too, by the way.
Well, he stole his ball. Yeah, he was on the other side when Giannis was doing it, I believe.
So we don't think that was just...
Montrezl stole his ball and went back to the locker room. And then Giannis went and got more balls and came back out.
I'm just saying, Montrezl, did you not know that would be a story?
Well, he would have been silly not to know it was a story.
That's okay.
Mark's the Reese text line sponsored by Bud Light. Join Ava Graham at the Creekside Sports Bar in Royersford this Friday night for the Bud Light Eagles pep rally. And you can win tickets to Sunday's game at the Link. Text line.
Text line.
Love tuning in to my favorite Dallas radio station. Thank you for the support. Jerry in Dallas.
I've been thinking about it a lot in the shower.
There wasn't a lot of positive Dallas talk today.
Well, thank God. Yeah, it was heavier on the 49ers than it was Cowboys.
Yeah, Jack did have the Cowboys ranked ahead of the Eagles in his power rankings.
So did Elliott.
Elliott did too, but he also had the Eagles as the best team in the NFL at the same time.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, he was bobbing and weaving as best he could today.
Oh man, you were fluttering. You threw a lot of body blows. Uppercuts.
I like Manny Pacquiao in there today.
Power punches, copy box stats had you winning the round easily. It was a lot of fun. All right, what's next?
Nothing screams a scared fan more than seeing the ebbs and flow of a season. Mark and Modco.
Yeah.
A lot of ebbs and flows talk today.
Yep.
Well, does that scream a scared fan?
To me, it screams reality of an NFL season unless you're one of the dominant teams that everybody knows. And even those teams sometimes have the ups and
downs. They have a couple weeks, yeah.
And the Eagles haven't been here before. This isn't a team that anybody should expect that's going to go through an entire schedule and dominate. They're just not.
Well, yeah, we've been on that from the jump.
Yeah, so like... Yeah. As long as they win these games, that doesn't mean I'm going to feel better about them winning the Super Bowl, depending on how they play in these games, but they just got to win these games.
Would you feel good if the Eagles won the Super Bowl 13-3 like the Patriots beat the Rams?
No, it would be a moral victory.
Yeah, we'd come in on Monday saying victory.
Yeah, we wouldn't be that excited. I'd be like, I rather would have had a moral victory loss than winning
13-3.
Yeah,
would you rather win the Super Bowl 13-3 or lose the Super Bowl 31-28?
Listen, Jack, if the offense didn't produce and the defense carried them, I'd be mad as hell if they won the Super Bowl with the offense doing nothing.
You guys are nuts, man.
Would we pay the quarterback?
Yeah, seriously, he doesn't deserve a contract. He can't show up in the biggest game of his life, Ike.
$45 million. How about 30?
Man, yeah, you take a hometown discount now. 3 for $90, that's my final
three
offer.
For
yeah,
90.
That's my final offer for Jalen if he plays terribly in the Super Bowl and they win. All right, what's next?
Ike, after listening to that segment with Elliott, I understand. From the Schuylkill River looking up at the studio.
You better be lucky. There's no way for us to open these windows.
Yep.
I was going out there today.
Yep. Remember outside, thank God, because outside of my window there was that dead bird that just had it didn't have a head. It got decapitated, so then I just had the head that was laying there, and I couldn't get rid of it because it's just there. And it took a year for it to actually, by nature,
dissolve.
Yeah. People are like, is that bird head still out there? Like, yeah, I look at it every day. It's disgusting. Yeah, thank God we can't open up the windows.
Right.
All right, what's next?
We're getting worn out over here. Elliot's flip-flops from South Philly.
Well, listen, Elliot is, here's the thing with Elliot, and this is, I think, really what the crux of the matter with what Ike was saying today is that he was just shouting about how dominant they've been all year, and they're dominate, yes. They've been dominating everybody, now they're the third best team in the NFC.
Right, that's really why I was on him. See, you guys got to realize, I'm on Elliot because he's so extreme with stuff. How do you go from this team has the potential to be the greatest team in the history of the game?
20-0.
You believe they can go 20-0. They lose one damn game. Now they're the third best team in the league.
In the NFC.
In the NFC, yeah. Not even in the entire league. Just the NFC. That's why I got to bust his chops a little bit.
And we busted it.
Yeah, because he does his elite and dominant nonsense all the time.
He loves it.
Oh, he didn't like when I said, when they were undefeated, you hid behind that. You could just roll with the fact they hadn't lost. They've been up by 20 points in every game.
Oh, yeah, no, I know. It was a dominant performance at the start. Oh, believe me, do you have any stupid DMs I got from people that are arguing with me about, like, all right, fine, you think that this has been a dominating start, then fine. Whatever. Today somebody early in the show, I guess this is after you had your top five list in the NFC or whatever. I got some guy threatening me on Instagram or whatever.
Threatening you?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's awesome. All right, what's next?
Got him! Pamela Hurts in Texas.
I don't get why she blocked.
Sure you do.
I think it's thirsty. I do.
She's overly active on Twitter. Mm-hmm. She saw Elliot saying that, not realizing he's being sarcastic, and he was being playful and saying he's disappointed he didn't wear a soccer jersey or a sweatshirt because Elliot is all about soccer and that's his brand or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she sees that, and then everybody in the comments and replies are saying, yeah, block him, clown, block him.
He's a loser.
Clown, block him.
So, yeah, they were.
A lot of clown emojis.
Yeah, so she blocked him. Elliot didn't do anything wrong.
No, and I don't even, honestly, I don't think she thinks that poorly of him. I just think she felt like, okay, if Eagle fans are saying it's a good idea to get him off her your timeline, I'm going to go with the Eagles fans.
Yeah, I agree.
Because she may feel like they know better who to follow and who not to follow.
Of course.
So she just rolled with it.
Oh, yeah. No, and she likes the attention, like, because people are like, yeah, you're my favorite follower. Yeah, go Eagles, right? Like, they're the big fans are replying to her. So, there you
go. I would imagine if she's on social media, she must like attention. That's why people are on social media.
Yeah, she's got a
that's why you're tweeting on social media to
Get feed,
attention.
Yeah, to get attention.
That's what you're doing, yeah.
Jack, as far as followers to following, over 6,000 followers, following just 14 people.
Oh, that's a good ratio.
So there you go. But she still that's how powerful Elliot's tweets are. She still sees them.
Well, here's the other thing. She's only following 14 people. So she's not necessarily out here starving for attention. When you only follow 14 people, you really aren't.
Yeah, she's not looking for
tweets. She just tweets her own tweet out. Yeah, she just tweets her own stuff out.
Yeah,
I like that. I'm trying to get down to 14 followers.
Nice.
I can't wait to see who makes the list.
Man.
I should do like a – you think we could do a show at the top? Just 50
– We could purge.
50 followers. That's all I want is 50 followers.
That's it?
No, I'm sorry. I said that wrong.
Following.
Following 50 people, yes.
There'd be a lot of hurt people
that's
out
700
there,
people I got to get rid of.
Yep. I think we could do it. I'm perfectly fine. I mean, if you had to unfollow me to get down to 50, I'd be okay.
Oh,
with
no,
that.
I wouldn't unfollow you.
Okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't. No, you guys make the list.
All right.
You make the cut.
But would John Clark make it, or?
He tags him in everything. He doesn't even need to follow him.
I'm not going
to
start naming names now.
Let me tell you something. John Clark is a social media machine. I've never seen anything. I mean, Jack's very good at Twitter. I've never seen anything like this on Instagram and Twitter.
Well, if John Clark didn't break, if he didn't have the breaking news of people arriving here, then, see, I can't not follow him.
Well, he's the number one reporter in Philadelphia, for sure. John Clark.
Dope.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. who would be, seriously, who'd be ahead of him right now as far as social media? Howard is, no, not Howard.
What about ESP?
We know that he's not asking tough questions like Howard asked tough questions.
John's not asking any questions.
He's a TV reporter.
Yes.
Nevertheless, he's a reporter. He does a great job.
I would put Elliot up there.
Elliot would be up there?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, certainly influential, Elliot. All right. Any more, Jack?
I heard Ben's giving away Chick-fil-A nuggets tonight. Can't wait. Mark Kell in Orlando.
Mark Kell.
Pat's Live.
Twitter
part of questions.
The fans. Yeah. When has he played last?
Oh, he tore his ACL again. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he's got a contract extension.
You know what? That is the right way to look at it.
At least he got an extension.
Twitter questions are brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Get the VIP treatment in Mark's Jewelers with a personal diamond consultant to help you select the perfect engagement ring. Online, marks-jewelers.com. We got Mac and King.
King Mac.
Yeah. Howard Eskin rolling
with the Bronco bust.
With Jody Mac. Jody's coming up next with Howard. Jody takes you through the rest of the evening. Howard, of course, will probably be detailing.
Well, you got two Nets fans coming up.
Is that right? Well, listen, and also the trials and tribulations of Howard and Ben.
That's what I'm saying. Howard's a Nets fan now.
He must be. He must be. Howard, Jody coming up next. Jody through the rest of the evening, everybody.
What an idiot.
I wasn't ready for that one.
Coming up.
Hold on, hit me with that again.
Tomorrow night. What an idiot.
Well, that's coming up next, Dyke. Come on, Jack.
What the hell?
It's cold season. He obviously had some phlegm in there.
Yeah, a lot in there, boy.
Definitely did. That's coming up next. Everybody, have a wonderful evening. We will talk special the night before Thanksgiving show tomorrow, Ike.
That's awesome.
Can't wait for it. That's coming up tomorrow.
Get all the places where you're going to hang out tomorrow evening.
Absolutely.
Youngin still do that?
Yes. I think.
They still go out the night before Thanksgiving.
Probably not as much as they used to, but yes, I think they still do. All right, everybody, have a good night. See you. Listen, Flyers, they're taking on the cross-state rival, the Penguins. Oh, man, this is one of the best games to go to. Their annual Black Friday game, Pens and Flyers at the Wells Fargo Center, November 25th. Get your tickets now, PhiladelphiaFlyers.com. Flyers looking to get off the schneid. Got one against the Caps tomorrow night in Washington. But then Friday, it's a 5:30 start. They take on the stinking Penguins. Get your tickets right now, PhiladelphiaFlyers.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.